You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
In the morning, Frank Sinatra. He's always on third hour, but it's a Rat Pack Friday. If you missed anything on the show, go to KVOI.com. We started the show by scaring the hell out of you with all of the amazing crime going on in Tucson. Sean McCluskey, welcome, sir.
Hey, how we all doing?
We talked about the guy who jumped into the tortoise enclosure.
Thought it was the elephant.
Verification, it was not the elephant, it was the big giant turtle.
We got misreporting by Tucson's by Finest. Okay,
hold on. Twitter was misreporting.
Yes, and, yeah. So that wasn't their fault, so it was the turtle. Then we had the guy robbing the Batteries Plus with a machete.
Again.
Right? Then we had the Suntran van running over the actual enclosure with people in it were waiting for the Suntran van.
Don't forget the guy who stole the fire truck.
Well, him too. Right. Remember, then the machete guy who ripped off the Burlington Coat Factory at Elkhorn Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Machetes are big. This is the year of the machete. I just want to tell everyone that. Thank you. And then at the same time, so that was the first segment. Then we played Rex Scott on Bill Buckmaster's show, either relaying erroneous information or lying to a listener who called up about those bonuses that our friend Joanne's been talking about the last couple of times.
The COVID bonuses, the 5240, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Or 5140, one of those.
He said it happened before they got on the Board of Supervisors, which is untrue. It was actually April through July 3rd pay period.
Just recently. Last year.
21st, while he was in office. So maybe he didn't know. Maybe Rex forgot when he was in office, which is possible. Who knows? Maybe it wasn't written down.
Maybe he just won't show up anymore.
You never know. So, and then, of course, we had CJ Ham and Sean last hour where we just riffed about pastel shirts.
Hey, it's my thing.
Garlic bread, all the important things in life.
Sartorial shaming.
Wow. Again, big words today. Love it. Sean, who are these people? I actually recognize two of them, but why don't you do the intros?
NBC.
Well, three of them.
We brought back NBC Marana Brewing Club because, number one, Patrick and Fernando focus on local, and we're all about local. We love local food, love local places, and they brought Olivia from Frankie's Cheesecake up in the Northwest.
Cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak, excuse me. I'm thinking cheesecake. Hey, can't go wrong with cheesecake and cheesesteak. Frankie's Cheesesteak.
Is there Similac in cheesecake?
Not that I'm aware of. But if there was, I could feed it to the baby if the baby would eat it. The baby's not here yet, so we're working on it. I'm glad that they brought her up, because every time you and I talk about this, we talk about this a lot on air, off air. Whenever we go up there to Frankie's, you're there. And when you're there, you're always number one happy. Olivia's like the happiest person in the world.
Do you get days off? That's a question.
Two, no. No. It's taken me a while.
And she always remembers what you're going to get. And you always get the same thing. You get the Frankie's Cheesesteak on a salad.
Salad.
And go from there. And she gives you a water or an iced tea. You don't get soda.
Sometimes.
No,
you know,
fries.
Both peppers. Broccoli Rob. She knows.
Yeah. So, Patrick, Fernando, Olivia, all of you, welcome. Yes. Marana Brewery Club, again, it's on Facebook and on the website.
Hello. Thank you.
So, talk about your, Olivia, talk about your start at, how long have you been doing, I guess, hospitality, restaurant, bar stuff?
I have been floating around restaurants in Tucson for the last 7 years.
Okay.
Seven or so.
How old are you, if I may ask?
27.
All right.
Next week.
Okay.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
So how did the Frankie's journey start?
So I was bartending at a restaurant in Oro Valley called Growler USA, and I met the owner. He was a regular of mine then. He has a strange name, which I didn't remember, so that helped. And when COVID hit, I was floating around and couldn't find a full-time job, and he was putting in the new one on Ina and Thornydale, and he couldn't find a full-time employee. Gave me a call, and I've been there since. So day one.
And you really had no idea about the other Frankie's, the original Frankie's.
He goes, I own Frankie's. I'm like, what is that? All right.
Well, Frankie's original on Campbell, our good friend, rest his soul, is no longer with us, Frankie. And they sold it. When Frankie sold it, you and I had, like, it was like a funeral was happening. We're like, oh, God, the new people are going to take over. It's not going to be the same. And I would almost tend to say that it's gotten better. And I didn't think that was possible, because the one up on Northwest was just killing it when it came out. So right out the gate, you guys are doing great.
It's just a lot more modern. I mean, that building was old.
It's true.
It's still closed right now.
Well, what's not better, made better by a bar?
This is true, too, because when you guys first opened, the bar wasn't there. Because I remember sitting where the bar was in a table with you and we had lunch.
My concern, whenever there's second location, right, are the standards going to be the same, right? So Danny, who owns Weto Canelo, he told me when he opened up that one on Grant and Oracle, he had nightmares for 2 years while he was going to bed because he didn't know if that one was going to keep up with what he was doing on 12th. Right. So when Frankie's opened up, when Dorian, the guy with a funny name, opened up the second one, right? And I knew Dorian was from Philly. He kind of had that appreciation for what was going on, right? And then I'd go to the, when there were two locations, I live in Oral Valley, so it's closer to go see you guys. I was like, oh, the standards are exactly what I expect from the Campbell one. And you guys have maintained it even after Campbell's closed. I mean, I think it's still just as good as it was in the old days.
I think so, too. Yep. And after realizing how good the sandwiches were, I was just frustrated that I didn't know about it beforehand. I've been missing out on good sandwiches for years.
Oh, you're one of those Northwest kids who doesn't go south of river, right? Is that true?
Yes.
That's okay. It's dangerous down there. There's machetes and crap. So so right now, you moved over to the... Dorian put in a full bar in.
Mm-hmm.
And how's that going?
It's been awesome. Every day people are realizing that that's there. It's getting busier and busier, and you notice in repeat people coming back, which makes me really happy. Regulars make the world go round, you know?
So why are you good at your job?
My job.
Is it upbringing? Did your parents teach you?
My mom's in sales. I feel like it's the same thing. But
right.
All I do is talk to people all day. I talk about beer. I talk about food. I talk about cheesesteaks. And they pay me for it. So, I mean, what could be better?
So when we were hiring guys and girls in the hotel business, and people would say, why do you have these? We always had a good group of kids and people working for us. And I would say, we're looking for manners that were taught by their parents.
Because
if they don't have that, it's going to be a tougher road to teach them, quote, customer service if they don't have it in the basics. And I think that's what your mom did with you.
Well, thank you.
Patrick, I've got one for you. What is your favorite thing to get when you go to Frankie's?
You know what? Newly, I just tried your chicken Philly Southwest.
The South Philly chicken and cheese.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was definitely delicious.
Talk on the mic, buddy. You're turning your head because you think you're in a normal conversation.
Yes. the Philly chicken Southwest Philly
South Philly chicken
was outstanding. I think Fernando's the one that recommended me to get it, and it definitely went good with the beer that I ordered from you, and I recommend it for anyone that goes in there to order that.
It's one of those unique things. We put broccoli rabe in there, and everyone walks in and they go, what's broccoli rabe?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, what is that?
I'm a Goomba, so we made broccoli rabe in the house all the time. So there was the idea that after we moved here from New York, and then I saw Frankie Santos at the Originals was serving broccoli rabe. I went,
I gotta
someone's
have
making broccoli rabe again? Holy crap, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your favorite sandwich right now?
I push the South Philly chicken and cheese on everybody. You know, for the first year, I was all over the cheesesteaks. But I was there 6 days a week, and I needed to, you know, slow my roll on the steak. But honestly, the whole menu is good.
Okay.
It's nice to brag and enjoy all of it.
Fried green beans.
Agreed.
That's all I got to say.
They have
fried green beans on the menu. One of my favorites. The wife likes them. That's how I got to like them, because she likes them. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hear people all the time like, oh, green bean. Don't knock it until you try it.
Shut up and try it. Yeah, it's really good.
Those are great. And like I said, so when I brought Matt Russell to my Kung Fu Noodle on Campbell, right? The first thing we ordered was a plate of their green beans. And you're like, what are we having? Right? And it is. It's just a giant pile of charred green beans with this with chilies, different kind of chilies. And you just eat that with your chopsticks. Like, it's like candy. Mm. It's amazing. Maddie, watch your phones, buddy. 790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go to break. We'll do one more segment with Olivia from Philly Cheesesteak and the boys from the Marana Brewery Club.
Frankie's not Philly. Philly is just
disgusting. We're here to support each other. So we'll do one more segment of this, and then Sean and I are going to get in trouble the last half hour, and we're going to freeform.
Never.
When him and I freeform with no actual plan, that's usually when management gets a call. So it'll be good.
She's gone for the day.
She still gets calls.
She's got a voicemail.
Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 the voice. All right, Rat Pack Friday here on Wake Up Tucson. Sean McCluskey, Rincon Ventures, RVRTO.com. Find out more about real estate, buying real estate, selling real estate. And, of course, if you have a house that needs to be rented by a pro,
give me a call.
Rincon Ventures. So, Sean, you blocked out a good portion of your day for an event that's happening 7 days later.
You know, it's amazing. If it's a work thing, my calendar's never wrong. If it's a social thing, it might be off by a week, and I'm off by a week. So be it. Darn, I get two Saturdays off. I'm actually working late tomorrow. But next Saturday, not this Saturday, people, next Saturday, the 21st, Patrick, what are we doing?
Marana Brewery Club's having an event at El Charro Cafe.
At Oracle?
On Oracle Road. Okay. And we ask the members to show up and have an event there. We have free raffle prizes that are usually the prizes are donated by the other establishments in the club, and we raffle them off for free at the event.
Nice.
All Patrick wants you to do is show up and support the local places that he supports. If you join Marana Brewery Club, it costs you $20. You get a little card. You present that card. You save 10% off of most restaurants, as long as it's not during one of their specials. If it's a happy hour or a special, you're not going to save any money because they're already losing money. So
they're
go
not
out
losing
support
money.
Them. Shush. We play along. And so for $20, you get invited to a monthly party. This month's party is going to be at El Charro, and last month we did, was it last month or 2 months ago when you did the steel box guitar, the cigar box?
That was, we still have that, by the way. We're saving that for a big raffle prize. When we turn nonprofit, I'm going to save that for a raffle, but it's a beautiful guitar.
I know I got a gift card last time, so that was good. All I had to do was show up and order a drink. I got a free gift card. It was amazing. I like this program.
Look at you. What do you guys want to do with this thing? Do you want to go?
I think I want to take it where we do have different chapters, you know, and be able to, once we start a nonprofit and decide what's our charity going to be, the money's going to be donated to. I would definitely like to keep it going and supporting other businesses in different parts of the state or even Tucson. It's so much to talk about what the club does because there's so many different branches of what the club does. Like, for example, we have musicians in the group that we support that join the club. And it goes together with, they play at these establishments. So we hit, it's a two-in-one. We go to that establishment to support them, and we're supporting that musician, too, that's there also. So it's a win-win situation. And that's just one branch of what the club does. You know, we can sit here probably a good hour just talking about what we do. But
that sounds fascinating, but we're not going to do that.
Right, right.
What's two or three other things that you think you guys do well?
I think what we do well, we do a lot of networking in the group, not intentionally, but definitely that's in our mission statement. We have a lot of business owners from different areas of not just restaurants that we trade work or just, you know, if you're looking to a plumber or someone that works on air conditioning, we have those businesses in the group, and some of those businesses do offer discounts to the members. So
you're almost becoming like a beer-drinking Chamber of Commerce networking group.
Except it's fun. They throw parties.
Except it's fun. Parties. Big Christmas party at the end of the year, and it's a win-win situation. You meet great people, all sorts of people.
The other thing they do is they celebrate the bartender. So Bartender of the Month last month was Olivia. Bartender of the Month this month, they haven't determined yet. But at the end of the year, they have a Bartender's basically of the Month dinner. So they celebrate it, and all the bartenders and their wives get to go and have, or significant others get to go and have a meal, and Patrick and the group, and they support it, and it's just a good, fun time.
Where'd you take them last year?
Last year, we had a dinner at Nana's Kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and it was really great what they did for us. Did you make it, Sean?
I did not. I was working that night, and I believe that you guys did either a tequila or another pairing with that dinner.
Right.
Because there was a bottle for sale at that time.
There is lots of pairings that night, believe it or not, if you know Nana's Kitchen. They definitely have great service with the food and the beverage, alcoholic beverages. I mean, Marco out there was one of the bartenders of the month, too, last year, and another great person to get to know and go visit.
Olivia, where would you like them to take you for dinner at the end of the year?
I don't know.
Have some input here. Don't let these guys figure it out by themselves. Well, give me one of the questions we always ask newbies on the show is two or three of their favorite places to eat at that's not their own place.
And don't say Chili's. It's got to be local.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Monsoons. Is really fair enough. Up there.
So Monsoons over by Costco. What do you like there? What should I order there to eat at Monsoons?
Jalapeno poppers.
Okay.
Here's to heat. One of my favorites. I love the whole menu, but I love Adam and Carrie more than anything. Adam, Carrie, and Danny are like my second set of parents.
Okay.
All three of them.
Look at you, a bartender raised by bar owners.
Mm-hmm. They are wonderful.
What's another place?
Nana's is really good. Okay. I'm a big fan. You know, you talk about the service. When you walk in, you just feel at home. They do a really good job of making you feel that way.
Where's Nana's for the rookies out there?
Is it Cortero?
Cortero, north side of Cortero, just west of I-10.
Courtney Page right there by the Mr. Car Wash. You can't miss it.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very cool.
It's across from the Walmart.
All right.
That's the easy way to put
it. How do they join this secret club of yours?
you can find us on Facebook and just ask to join. If you're a business, I always ask to join for your business page so that your business page shows on the members list.
You have to be a Facebook member to find out about the Marana Brewery Club.
Most, yes. And that,
what a snob.
Or the web. We have a website,
oh,
too.
Oh, excellent.
The website,
what's that?
Yeah. And the website describes, if you're looking at it now, you can read our mission statement there. You can see all the bartenders of the month from the past.
It's really easy. It's MaranaBreweryClub.com.
Yes. Nice. And we do craft beer of the week also. So we put that on our website and Facebook and Instagram. You know, so it's a hard question for me to answer where I'm going to take this, but I know that people like it, and we're just going with the flow right now. And it changes, you know, in different directions how we want to go with it, you know.
Okay.
So,
well, keep going the good work. What were you going to say?
It's nice on the website, you can see all the restaurants and what discounts you get restaurant. So, you know, Frankie's is on there, and you get a 10% discount there, and all the other ones that are participating, you see what you get. A lot of times it's food or drinks and food or, you know, a discount of your whole bill, but it'll break it all down on the website, even if you're not on Facebook.
Well, in this day and age, the extra 10% is even more worthwhile than ever.
Yes.
Well, the best part about it is, like, you tip 30%. Well, you're getting 10% back. It's going to the server or the waitress, the
30%.
Bartender.
30%? Look at you, big dog.
We talked about this earlier. You start at 30. If you get crappy service, you go down to 20. If you get really, really bad, you go down to 10. You can't go lower than 10 because then you just look cheap.
Right.
No matter how bad the service is.
Olivia, great to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
And what's the hours of operation for Frankie's?
Let's see. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, 11 to 5.
Awesome. Football Sundays also?
Yep. Next year, we will have the full ticket, everything.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Well, keep doing the good work, man. You're doing all the good little things that makes the experience right. So.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying so.
Great seeing you.
Thank
Patrick.
Thank you.
Good to see both you guys. Stay out of trouble. MaranaBreweryClub.com or catch them on the old Wastebook.
Got to get Fernando to say more next time.
Fernando, very shy. It's like the Beatles. He's the shy one. So, all right. Everyone, have a great weekend.
Keep up
the good work.
Thank you.
Sean, when we come back, we're just freeform and troublemaking, so be ready.
Darn. We're going to talk about trees? Tree lady?
Only if it's the CDC report that says planting trees reduces gun violence.
Or machete violence.
I don't know about that. I haven't seen that report yet. So
machete gets stuck in the tree.
Wake up, Tucson, 10:30. The Voice. Look at you, rat packing it today. Part of the we do have a Wake Up Tucson rat pack, and Sean's definitely part of the rat pack.
Got to be me, CJ, you,
Hoffman, this guy. So Sean McCluskey, what's the state of you're a guy driving around Tucson all the time. You got how many rentals you have throughout the Pima County area?
We're still right at about the same number, 1,100.
1,100.
Yeah. So we go up, we go down, we go sideways, come back up.
You're doing a lot of driving out there.
I will just say this. I took a video yesterday because I was bantering back and forth with an individual who is a good friend of mine, but sometimes he just doesn't always. We don't see eye to eye. We have different political views.
Yes.
And his big thing with me lately is that I complain too much. And I said, I'm not complaining if I'm calling out things.
Do I know this person?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I won't shame him on air. But I mean, he's a good friend of mine. I like him a lot. But we just, like I said, we're different in political views. And I used to live on the south side, and he lives on the south side. And he always thinks that I bag on the south side. I don't bag on the south side of Tucson. It's just a fact that I used to live there. And when I lived in the city of Tucson, and I was here for 15 years of my existence, almost half of it, and I never saw chip sealing being done in the city of Tucson.
Okay.
And, you know, I go to Marana, I always compare Tucson to Marana, that Tucson actually has chip sealing. Well, I'm doing inspections in the middle of the university area. Not talking about the south side, but, you know, the south side's kept down, and Frimbers does what he can, but he's also stifled by the city council. They don't do any road repair. We've talked about this for 12, 13 years now. And this is the road right in front of the university. This is on Waverly Street. Look how big those cracks are.
Oh, I know.
They've never chip sealed anywhere in the university area. Karen, you look, Steve, Kozacek, you guys fail miserably. Oh, wait, look, there's my foot. My foot's as big as the hole, the crack.
Actually, it's smaller than the crack.
Yeah, I can put my foot in the crack. But that's the whole, I mean, that was the whole thing, is my point was, look, yes, Marana does it better, but Marana also has a five-year plan to do the roads. They're talking about the stupid road on the 411, which I have seen the signs around. I saw the signs go up, and I saw the signs go down. There's only like three left. I don't even know when the election is. It doesn't tell you on the sign when to vote.
Well, and you got these TV news channels that are just doing these fluff pieces. So they had one about, this is the group of people who are going to make sure the money gets spent. Where they were the same ones for the last five years.
Where were they for the last 5 years?
Right. And then the idea is what the 3-year-old that works for KGUN9 didn't ask is, again, how much money did you get already? How much do they get for roads already? And remember that Pima Association of Taxpayers, they didn't even do the full picture. They only did 4 years of HERF, didn't do VLT, unless they included that in the HERF numbers, but they're usually different. They took the money from these different props and their RTA money, and over the last, 12 years or whatever it was $1.1 billion.
Where'd it go?
That's what I'm saying.
Show me.
So, yeah, it's this thing about your friend who said, oh, all you do is complain.
I'm pointing out the facts. I'm not complaining if it's a fact. Look, we've got potholes the size of Volkswagen bugs. We have street signs in the middle of town that you can't read because they're so sun bleached. Nobody gives a damn when it comes to transportation in this county or region. Look at the county. I mean, the county doesn't do a very good job either.
So all of this, I've had these guys like little Timmy complain. All he does is complain. Right? I've heard this.
Oh, did you see the constable get in trouble? We got to talk about that.
Here's the thing. My take is I could maybe complain less if they would actually start paying attention a little more.
If they governed a little, maybe?
No, I'm talking about the people in journalism, right? If they could actually pay attention and do a little bit better job of actually writing about what's going on reality-wise, maybe I'll lighten up a little bit. But if we don't do it on this show, right, where does it get done?
It doesn't.
Right.
And the fact is that the elected officials in this town go around, they scream and they beat the I'm here for the working poor drum so damn much that it's disgusting. And it's actually it's you want to vomit because the local press doesn't pick that up. They don't pick on that phrase. And then they don't go down to the south side or to the north side or the central side or anywhere in Tucson and drive the roads. That is costing more in tire wear. You got to replace your shocks more often. You have to get an alignment more often. And your car generally just gets the hell rattled out of it.
So right now, one of the most dangerous things you can do, the average citizen, is drive your car in Tucson.
Well, don't speed because you can't stop.
Okay. Now, I was heading north up from the station, and I'm on Alvernon or Palavra, whatever. No, yeah, Alvernon.
Alvernon.
At that point, it is, and I'm heading into towards 22nd. So the red light turns green. Everyone starts going. I got the two druggies
on the corner
in the Safeway, right, and they just start walking across the street 70 yards south of the light while traffic's going. I have a friend of mine who has a relative of his who literally is driving down the street and the drug person just walks out and slams into him. They slam into each other, right? So this is it's like a bad video game. The most dangerous thing you can do, you got to pay attention in this town. There's crap coming at you like you would never believe. People, cars, bikes, druggies. We got guys shooting in the Broadway after he ripped off the Best Buy. Driving in Tucson, Arizona right now is one of the most dangerous things you can do. It's really scary. I am scared for people that I like, love, and know who have to navigate through this town on a regular basis because you have more than a fair chance now of something bad happening just driving through the town.
Yesterday,
scary.
At Grant and Oracle, right at about noon, they blocked off right by the Widow Canelo there going north on Oracle. The street was blocked down. They did like a 2-block section taped off.
This is cops?
7 cops. I mean, unmarked, marked, all kinds of stuff all over the place. They had the light blue guys, they had the dark blue guys, they had a lot of people over there. I don't know what took place. I don't know what went down. But when you have seven cops and a lot of crime tape, something bad happened.
Well,
and I give the new chief, Kazmar, I give him a lot of credit because he's trying, and I appreciate the effort that he's giving because at least he's trying. And Matt and I have both noticed it. We've both seen the hives. They're out there. You've seen more cops on the side of the road in areas where, like, take Kolb, for instance. Kolb from Valencia to Golf Links. It's a damn speedway. I mean, 100 miles an hour. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a rat's rip. And they're just hauling butt. And they've started putting cops there. And that's one of the roads we take a lot because we got to get through the houses.
So talking to my friends in the TPD, right, one of the things they've liked about Chad is, one, Chad has gone out and talked honestly with pretty much everyone in the department.
Every cop.
Right? He has not, because Magnus was hiding in his office.
He didn't even show
right?
up.
So he only wanted to do photo ops with, you know,
Rahina,
right? So he's gone out and talked to everybody. Everyone feels that like he's connected with them again.
He is a man of the people for sure.
So that's good. The only thing that I've heard as something he needs, like the next step that's in his purview that he can control, is some of my cop friends think there are people, cops sitting behind desks that should be out on the streets. That's the only other thing I've heard so far that they're kind of like, they hope Chad takes that next step.
They're a little management heavy and a less worker bee. They need more worker bees. But then again, we need more cops, so.
Well, I'm sure Rahina will figure it out one year. 790-20...
Right after she gets done with the trees.
790-2040. Let's go to Paul. Paul, thanks for waiting. You're on with Chris and Sean. What's up, sir?
Hey, you guys are sort of kind of conservative-ish, right?
A little bit.
As the French would say,
oui, oui.
Okay, so you don't like Karen Taylor Robeson that much, but I never hear you guys talk about General Mick McGuire.
So now that's I'm going to say that's mildly untrue. My take right now of all the Senate candidates, I think Mick has actually been the best guy on the campaign trail. Watch him in front of a group of people, all of them. He's the best guy who gets the best reaction, emotional response.
Mick gets the Frank Antonori go charge the hill people.
Yep.
He gets you riled up. He gets you going. And we've talked about him a couple of times. You may have missed it, but we've mentioned him that he is the one guy that you want to stand up and go run through a brick wall for. Everybody else is a wet noodle. This guy gets you going.
His thing's going to be money.
And we don't like his campaign advisory staff, if you will.
Yeah, up in Phoenix. They're
a little thievery.
Yeah. You know,
Sproul and the crueler. The Lincoln strategies can go to, you know, they can go play in a cesspool somewhere.
That's definitely a little problem for me and Sean. But
it's a personal problem for me.
Of the actual candidates, though, campaigner-wise, he's been the best. Layman can be good, but I know he also ticks off a good portion of Republicans.
He's stupid at times. He needs no one to shut up. Yeah. I got a mailer from the guy every other 3 days.
He's a rich guy.
Well, okay, he needs to shut up.
Well, they're all rich guys, aren't they?
Well, a good portion of them.
Yeah, well, I'd say...
maybe Brnovich.
Well, is he even a candidate still?
Yeah, I mean, that's another guy, right?
I forget about him because I never hear about him.
Does anyone know he's a candidate?
No, not down here. Not in Southern Arizona.
I mean, am I missing...
Again, if he's been up there for...
Well, he only comes here when he's running for re-election.
Thank you, sir. You're nailing it, Paul. I was going to say, he's been down in Southern Arizona in the last 12 years, maybe 5 times.
You know something? I'm going to disagree with Paul and you on this one. In the middle of this campaign thing, I don't see Brnovich down here either.
That's what I'm saying. He's nowhere. Saying he's not here.
Yeah, but Paul said like maybe he's only coming down when he wants. Paul, he's not even coming down when he wants your votes.
You know when he does that ad on your station, right. At the end it says, from Maryland.
What do you mean?
Their campaign headquarters or whatever is in Hanford, Maryland or something. Not even in Arizona.
Yeah, I see, Facebook, a lot of social media ads for him.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to change your profile.
It's like this video that comes up like, hey, everybody, we're going to fight Joe Biden and the blah, blah, blahs. I'm going to do some nunchucks for you. You know, but I don't see Brnovich down here.
I see Kate Robeson all over my YouTube. Oh. If I'm on YouTube for looking at something, she's everywhere. And I'm so sick of... Biden and Kamala have failed you. Okay, lady, look, you suck too. So let's get somebody who knows what the hell they're doing.
Well, she's not going to get to do anything anyway because the wall is a federal thing anyway. And she's like, we're going to complete the wall. It's like, no, you're not.
She's stoking the red meat Republicans. That's all she's doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, my thing in the governor's race is, so you got KTR, right? You got Carrie Lake, who I still think's pretty much, you know, I don't understand the Carrie Lake thing.
She scares me, but she gets great traction.
Again, she's not a conservative.
It doesn't matter. She's getting traction. She's getting traction with MAGNA Republicans.
I understand Trump endorsed her.
And their whole thing is that Ronald Reagan changed from a Democrat to a Republican. She can change, too. My flip side of that is Rodney Glassman went from a Democrat to a Republican. Nothing else matters.
Rodney Glassman is just Rodney Glassman.
Rodney Glassman is saying the same thing, right?
Yeah.
He said it to me on this show. He said, remember, Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump were both Democrats. So if Carrie Lake is using the Rodney Glassman excuse, awesome.
That's where we're at.
Paul, thanks for the call, man. Have a super day.
Thanks.
Later, my friend. 790-2040 is the phone number. All right, put Charles on real quick, and then we got to go to break. Charles, what's up, bud?
Just real quick, the ad that Paul was referring to with the Maryland tag on it is not run by the candidate. It's run by a PAC, a 527, which tags the ad, says not affiliate, not approved or affiliated with any candidate. So the ads that you're hearing for Brundage right now are a political action committee that is not affiliated with them. That's why you hear that tag there from Maryland.
Well, that makes total sense.
I'm not buying it. I'm saying there's some collusion going on here. There's no way in Hades that there's a political action committee that thinks that this guy is the greatest thing since sliced bread, that he's going to be the next. Come on.
Look, there can be a political action committee for anybody at any time.
I understand that, but this is phony. You know, somebody's funneling money there is what I'm saying.
Mark Russell once said that quid pro quo is Latin for what a coincidence.
Thank you very much.
Very well. Nailed it.
Well played, Charles. Have a good day, my friend. Have
See
a good
you
weekend.
Sunday, buddy.
790-2040. One more segment with Sean McCluskey and Christy Simone on the Wake Up Tucson show. What do we got? We got on Monday, we got Deborah from Base Camp. That's a special thing that's going on next Saturday. We got my brother Joe and then Danny Sharp running for mayor of Oral Valley on Monday.
Vote Danny Sharp.
Absolutely. Wake up. Howard Cosell, not Matthew Schwartz. Introducing Frank Sinatra at the main event. So, of course, Matt Russell was happy there was a Mark Russell quote on the by Charles Heller on the show. He wasn't here when CJ said that he pretty much intimated that
the ice house was his. We won't say that out loud. Hey, this place sounds really familiar, like Saguaro Corners.
Our good friend, lifelong Republican Ron DePene, has got a new job in the last several months, Sean. So
Chamber of Commerce.
No. Go even more obvious.
Community Food Bank.
No.
Democratic National Committee.
Not bad, but think a little more local. Where is Rhonda Pena, lifelong Republican, best friends of Ramon Valadez? Where is she working?
The county? Oh, come on now. Wasn't she running for office, too?
Nope.
Oh, she dropped or she lost or she didn't decided to quit or what?
Well, we heard she was going to try to run for OV again, but it didn't happen. So she's working for Pima County Workforce Development. So. And then your boy Winchester got a new job.
I'll just say the cronyism is thick in Pima County.
So your buddy Winchester got a new job?
Oh, I saw that one. Okay. I think I shared that with you.
Oh, you did?
And then I laughed at it. I was like, come on.
Let's do some Prop 411 letters to the editor.
Why?
Say
no. It's like Nancy Reagan doing drugs in the 80s. Just say
no. Kathleen Iris Coleman. I love how they give their middle name for Teddy Pendergrass. Tucson has horrible streets. I have always voted for funding to fix our streets. Sadly, I'll be voting no on 411 because the people in charge of our streets seem completely inept.
Well, do they drive on the streets? I mean, do they even drive to work? It's like they spent $1 million on his vehicle that goes over and told you that 95% of the roads were crap. You don't come to work on the same roads. I mean, I showed you a video where I could stick my foot in the crack seal hole.
The patch jobs make roads worse, and I think the workers must laugh at the huge tire-eating hole halfway down the block so they don't fix it because it's not on their list.
Well, where's the money for the pothole, or the not the potholes, but the speed humps coming from? That's a lot of asphalt that a speed hump takes. Why is it not going into my potholes?
Well, speed humps are, you know, it's funny.
In addition to the potholes, you got the speed bumps and you really got to slow down.
I had a client who had a motel, right? And he needed to put in 4 speed bumps things, you know, these asphalt things. Uh-huh. I couldn't believe how much a speed pump cost. When I was like, I'm like, well, this has got to be like a, you know, this is 10 years ago. Like, it's got to be like a $2,000 like job. They're like, oh, it's like $9,500 for 4 months. Like, get out of here.
You need to hire somebody else.
Let's get a call in real quick. 790-2040. Let's go to Roberta. Roberta, you're on with Chris and Sean. What's going on, young lady?
You, just two quick things. One, if you want more police officers on the roads, vote for Ed Ackerley, and he'll do his best to get them out there.
Thank you.
And Carrie Lake wants to build the wall on private ranchers' property. And they're pretty tired of being overrun and the messes that they have that are left on their property. So I think there would be a good chance of her being able to do that.
Well, again, Carrie Lake is a great presenter of information. That's what she did her entire life. So she'll she's got the list of things that she knows is going to play with conservative Republicans. We'll see how it plays out. She's got a history of that's very liberal leading into this. So I don't know what her real motivations are. So
what did they attack Matt Salmon on recently? The Carrie Lake campaign just attacked Matt Salmon. He never replied, which I thought was interesting. But
was this the same thing that Noah hit him on with the Confucius Institutes?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he didn't reply to that. But he has also has been Bronovich-like. I haven't seen or heard of him anywhere down here.
Roberto, we're running out of time. Thanks for the call, as always. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Sean, we're out of time, buddy.
Vote no on 411. Go see Lindy at Bacon Thunder Burger and have his special. That's all I got to say.
He's a simple man.
I love it, though. We went for Mother's Day. It was so great.
No, he does. Just go look at his social media pictures. You'll just say, I got to go now.
Drool on your phone and go eat your phone.
Correct. Good seeing you, my friend.
Likewise, brother. Have a great weekend.
Good luck on that Similac hunt.
Working on it.
If anyone has any black market Similac, you can sell Sean.
Contact me.
RVRTO.com.